Hey.
On this episode of American Chopper.
I feel good. I feel positive.
Mikey is finally out of rehab and looking to get back on track.
I have been blessed, as they say.
I just look forward to working together and doing some fun stuff, you know?
With a new outlook on life, he reconnects with family members.
Well, I'm sorry if I was a deadbeat.
We missed you. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
And decides that it's time to clean up his act.
Wow!
Michael!
As the news of Mikey's return hits the shop.
I'd like to talk to him, give him a little support. I'd like to talk to him too, but...
Senior wonders if he can salvage the relationship with his son.
You think you guys are going to try working things out?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, the Black Widow stops by OCC to have a little fun with Senior.
Oh,
pool legend Jeanette Lee asked the guys to build her a webbed-themed bike.
Oh, this bike, it looks like it was meant for me.
And as Senior remains estranged from his sons, he visits the one person who has stuck with him through all of the family struggles.
Every mother should have a son like him. What a different world we would live in.
Warming up.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Jeanette Lee is a world champion pool player, and she goes by the name the Black Widow. And she came up the shop today to talk about building a Black Widow bike and also just to hang out and play a little pool. I used to play a lot of pool back in the day, you know. I haven't played in a long time, but it's a fun game, and I enjoy playing.
I love this game. I love it because every time you break the balls, you get a completely different picture. You get to kind of be an artist. I started being called the Black Widow as a joke, really. My friends were teasing me because they said that I seemed so nice when they met me until I got to a pool table. And then my whole demeanor, everything changed, and I would just lure my opponents to the table and eat them alive. This is what we're going to do. My quarterback is going to pass to my running back, who's going to make a touchdown in the side pocket. Okay?
Okay.
Say that again.
The eight ball in the side pocket. Just like that. Touchdown.
Very good.
All right, come on. Let's shoot some pool.
Paul came out here. He was very relaxed and cool, and it was nice. He came out. He wanted to play. Eight ball, good?
Eight ball.
Stripes and solids. And you get to break.
I'll break.
That way we make sure you get a shot.
I'm standing over here.
Yeah, you better stand over there.
Jim, get the catcher's mitt out.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Wow!
Come on, not one ball in it. No.
The first game, Paul broke, didn't make anything. Of course, I cleared the table.
Thanks, Rick.
Tell you something. We're taking her out tonight.
Yeah.
We're taking her out tonight.
That's what I was.
We're going to make some money tonight.
Taking her to my place. We'll make some money tonight.
That was fun for me. Was it fun for you?
No, not at all.
And I thought that was it. We're going to do some trick shots. And he was like, I want more. You know, I want to play again. I want to get to shoot. He broke again, didn't make a ball again. He said, I get to shoot again. So he got to shoot a second time.
They really do.
Nice.
Now you got it.
All right, that's two. That. Two more than the last guy. That.
You want me to go get the angle finder?
Go get the protractor.
Okay, that was close, yeah. He did well, and after that it was a bit of a battle because all the balls were clustered and tied up, and I feel like he showed some game.
Figure out all them shots now. You're in.
One at a time. Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
The Black Widow there. She's a good pool player. I think Senior gave her a good whooping, but that's just my personal opinion, you know?
Nice setup.
That's not much of a distraction, huh?
Wow.
They got them all lined up. They're ready to get on a throwaway now.
Now you have a tough shot.
Now I got a problem right here.
You can shoot this and leave me with two open shots. Or you can not take that chance, move the five closer to here, take your chance, because either way the eight ball's tied up.
I could go home and have my wife tell me what to do, okay?
Okay. I'm gonna step back.
I didn't know Senior plays pool at all, but actually he was pretty decent. He made a few harder shots, and I think he impressed everybody.
You're gonna make the eight ball.
I'm not gonna make nothing. I'm gonna play it safe, and you're gonna be safe.
It would take quite a touch.
You won!
Why wouldn't you listen to a world champion?
I tried to just tap it a little bit, you know? Nice game.
Well, I got good. Well, after he got a little cocky, he did really well. Then I asked him if he wanted to do another trick shot. You're going to open your mouth.
Oh, here we go.
With your teeth. Okay. And I'm going to put this eight ball. And the good thing is that OCC...
Are they on this?
Has very good dental insurance. This is just Where's for a little extra safety, right there. We're going to shoot this eight ball out of your mouth into the corner pocket.
Oh, man!
What happened?
You're making me laugh.
You know, it was hard for me to tell because I really shot, and as I shot, he laughed and the ball rolled off. And it might have kind of hit him slightly.
I feel like you punched me right in the face.
We actually had to take two tries, which normally I can never get anyone to let me shoot the ball out of their mouth twice, but we eventually got it, made the balls.
Ow! You got it!
Yes! Yes! You smashed me, don't you? You did!
Call the dentist.
Aww.
I got beat up on that
Thank
one.
Thank you so much. Good job.
That was good. That was fun. Paulie was heavily involved in the original. This one is going to be different and better.
I'll tell you what I heard a lot about the Black Widow bike, the OCC Black Widow bike. When you guys first did it, everyone's like, oh, they made a bike after you. And I thought, no.
Oh, is that right? Way back then?
Yeah. Everyone thought that it was... For me, and
it was.
Yeah.
We couldn't find
you. Thinking of, yeah. I started getting calls and fans telling me they loved my bike. Oh, this bike, no wonder they thought it was for me. It looks like it was meant for me.
You can give us some basic ideas, but then we'll go with it.
Yeah, I want you to go with it. Yeah. I want you to go with it because, you know, when I enter your world, I want to see the master do his work.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait. I just can't wait. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
It should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time, when it's done, we're going to have a rematch.
But I'm going to be practicing this time.
You know, you could see the confidence in him, and I have the confidence in him to build the best bike. And I really want to kind of leave it up to them. I want to see what they do because they haven't messed up yet.
All right, so then I guess the next step is us making you a bike. I'm here at the Paul Tuttle Jr. Estate. I'm here to say hi to Paul. I haven't seen him since he came to visit me a couple times in rehab, but I'm just dropping by to just tell him how grateful I am for him being such a great support in my sobriety and as a brother.
Come on in! Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I'm fresh out the pokey.
Good to see you, buddy.
How you doing?
Good, man. You know, Michael and I kind of had our departure from OCC. It was kind of now my job to keep an eye on Michael because they were no longer keeping an eye on him. And, you know, I hate to say that because he's 30 years old, but he was hard to keep track of. And, you know, he would commit to things and he would show up, but, you know, it would be inconsistent and hard to deal with. You know, when you're brothers and you have a relationship, you want to be able to depend on each other. So what's going on, man? What's going on? You look good.
I feel good. I feel positive. Positive about the future. I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't know. I feel like I got better.
I think the most important thing for Michael is that he's doing this for himself. I think he'll admit a year ago he was ready to quit and just didn't know how to do it. And I think it just really took the family coming together and kind of saying, Michael, we're worried about you. We actually all went to a counselor, had an actual intervention. He committed to go look at a rehab. And once he saw it, he committed to it. He went. He was all for it.
But everybody's been great so far, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have been blessed, as they say.
Well, that's good, man. Now you could get more involved in what you want to do for your future.
Yeah, I was thinking along the lines of, getting more involved in the charity work.
Mm-hmm.
Getting more involved in my artwork, of course, and, try to work with you a little more. I know I haven't been around much, and I'm sorry.
No, that's quite okay, because you know what? When you were around before, you were around, but you weren't really there. You ran hard for a while.
Yeah.
And I just look forward to working together and doing some fun stuff, you know?
Yeah. Paul really seemed receptive to me working with him again. Even though we never had like a formal breaking up or anything, I kind of just disappeared slowly, and then I disappeared totally for a month, of course, to get better. But, you know, I'm sure he felt kind of a little slighted by the whole thing, and still, from what I could tell in our meeting, ready to continue doing work with me.
All right, well, it's good to see you. Glad you're out. I'm glad you did it. And obviously, again, everyone's proud of you, and I'm just looking forward to stuff. Well,
I'm just
we
happy.
Can't help it, brother.
Yeah.
You know, Michael is great to work with. He is funny and creative, and I think he's going to experience a whole different way of living, and it's going to be a much fuller way, and I'm very excited for him.
Oh, it's good. It's
Bam!
Hey. How are you doing today? Black Widow, Black Widow, Black Widow, Black Widow, right?
Grab half, my back hurts.
We're gonna start on a Jeanette Lee bike with a standard Widow frame and pretty much discussing different ways that we're gonna incorporate the webs because I wanna try and get away from the traditional stuff that we've done in the past.
You wanna make it at a round bar? Or you mean you wanna flow jet?
I wanna flow jet it. All right. We could do something with the round bar too. We just got to figure it out. You want to do the round bar, don't you?
Well, somewhere. You know, it was just from talking to her. I mean, she was really into the first one that we did.
Well, she was, but that's all she knows. You know what I'm saying? That's all she knows is that we want to do something above that.
Right. I just want to do some stuff on it by hand. The bike's going to be going on tour, you know, pretty much all around the world. And we just wanted to do some, you know, just some changing up to it. Really do a little bit of a mix between our original Black Widow that Junior was part of and really our production model now. We kind of got a late start today. And the plan is right now is really just to get the bike into a rolling chassis and to be ready to start really fabricating first thing tomorrow. And we can get Jason Poole and Jim Quinn involved. Now, we'll have a much better idea of how to move forward with this. To make a stand apart from Junior's original Black Widow, as well as a production bike, while keeping the elements of both.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
Do you want to think about putting a different style tank on here? Because we have a bunch of tanks downstairs. We even got a Pat Kennedy down here.
Pat Kennedy will look cool on here.
Pat Kennedy tanks, it's always been my favorite gas tank. It's really a chopper tank, but I think on this particular bike, it has more of a woman figure, I guess. It's just sleek and it tapers down.
I think it's more has a, like a, you know what I mean? You know, like how her body was.
That's what I'm talking about, Rick. That's what I'm talking about.
I just think, you know, the shape of it is very sleek. It narrows down really tight in the waist. And just gets a little bit wider in the back end where the rear fender and tire are. Yeah, just a really cool looking gas tank. If we use something like this, it's going to be a cool mix between the old and the new and something special for her.
All right, so I think we're going to go with that tank. As far as the fabrication and stuff like that, you know, we'll have to see as we go along. Generally, what happens on the way there is that Jim Quinn comes out or Jason comes out and we change it up a little bit, which is cool. I'm looking forward to starting on this bike tomorrow and turning it into something that looks totally different than both of the other bikes.
Well, I'll be here first thing.
Well, Mike will be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah, he'll be in. Very cool.
You know, I had spent the past few years drinking and quitting drinking here and there, or just stopping. It's not really quitting unless you quit forever. And it had just kind of, my addiction to alcohol had kind of just escalated over the past year. And it got to a point where it was really getting in the way of my work and just my daily life and my relationship with friends and family. Going to rehab and kind of drying out has kind of given me more of an idea as to where I want to be, what I want to be doing, and that's strengthening my relationships with my friends and family, and also working on my career and where I'm headed in the future, which is kind of fun to try and figure out and scary at the same time. Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mike.
What are you doing?
Coming to see how you're doing.
Oh, dandy. My mother's been very supportive from the moment I decided to check into a rehab. She's a drug and alcohol rehabilitation counselor.
So?
Yeah.
You're back to reality, and what's that like?
It's different. It's good.
I feel more in control now.
Staying in touch with positive people?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm pretty happy with my painting, too. I was a little worried that maybe I lost something. But
oh, your creativity? Okay.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate to have her around, especially during this process. She just has a great understanding of everything. My father's an alcoholic, and she had to deal with him for a long time.
Well, we're real proud of you, Mike.
Well, thank you. You don't need to be proud of me.
Oh, I am. Listen, I know it's not. Change is not easy, and especially after you've done something for so long. I am very proud of Michael, because it's difficult to stop what you're doing and put it in reverse and go back to a stable place.
Well, I'm sorry if I was a deadbeat or I wasn't there.
Well, we missed you. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, you were sorely missed.
Yeah, I know. I was floating off somewhere. I don't know where.
That's okay. As long as you took the opportunity to come back, there's nothing to forgive. I respect him for the courage and the strength that it's taken. I'm very proud of him because I know it's not an easy feat.
What are you doing today?
Just spending some time with you.
Wonderful. Yeah. You know I'm going to get my beard shaven?
Yes.
I know how much you hate it, and it's just sort of something to, undergoing all my changes and whatnot. You know, I think in my change and in being a sober person, I kind of want a physical change to undergo as well.
Is anything living in there?
Yeah, a few squirrels, a couple spiders.
It's so thick.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to shave the beard, and I'm going to have my mother with me. Beautiful. Let's go. I am here at the barbershop. I am going to get my beard totally shaven off.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Hi. Mike.
How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you. This is my mother.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Paula. Nice. The beard, not with my mother.
How many months has been his beard?
About 8 months.
8 months?
Yes.
Oh, it's in a pretty terrible condition. Need a lot of work. We're gonna work with his beard a lot.
This gentleman will come.
Hey!
Hey-o!
You know, I knew Michael was going to be here, and I kind of just jumped in on the whole thing because I really can't wait to see his face, honestly.
Wow, that is a beard and a half, man.
You know, Michael, he's changing on the inside, but it's going to be great to see his physically change.
Maybe you could do as much with it as you possibly can to style it and shave it down to different different lengths. What I'm going to miss most about having a beard is the orangutan appearance of my face and scaring people.
So if you girls want to maybe get some coffee and then we'll surprise you with Michael's
new face.
Okay, we're kicking us out.
All right. Okay. I figured Rachel could take my mother and get some coffee. And, you know, at the end, we can actually do like a reveal.
I'm going to start slowly from the side right here.
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, it's time. I'm going to miss the beard, but I'm definitely going to relish the fact that I can wash my face within minutes.
That's crazy.
Oh,
wow.
It's
kind of,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, sort of like a Scottish
next step, I'm groundskeeper. I'm going to make this thinner a little bit.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's going to look incredibly cool. You feel like you're losing weight in your head or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now it's starting to come off.
Mm-hmm. You know, my beard growing wild is sort of a physical manifestation of how I've kind of grown a little wild over some time. Okay.
You want me to take it off?
Yes. Now that I've kind of cleaned up my act, I'm looking to clean up my face as well.
Hey, that's it, buddy.
All right, now is blade time, my friend.
Is good? Perfect. There is a certain value to taking pride in grooming yourself and not letting yourself go, which is something I definitely did.
So, Mike, how do you think Mom's going to react?
I think she'll love it.
That's the last little bit of it, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks so good, and Looks like he lost 50 pounds, and you know, it was just good. His skin looked good, and he just looks real healthy.
Sorry. Can I take these off?
Wow.
How's it feel?
How's that?
Good.
You know, I feel really good now. You know, I just feel refreshed and a lot younger.
Oh, stay right there.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, right. Wow. Michael.
Huh?
Welcome home.
Yeah, you got your little baby back.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, mommy will hold you.
Yeah. He has a kind baby face, and the beard didn't do it any justice, and Nick might have been a place to hide out in, so I do think that there's meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, you're happy
with
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's great.
Nice. It's good change.
You can see your weight loss on your face, too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, so 50 pounds. 50 pounds on the floor.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good job, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
My mom's never been a big fan of my beard, and she's an even bigger fan of my shaven face now. You know, I'm starting to really feel cleaned up on the inside as well as the outside now.
All right. Bye, thank you. Thank you. Oh, Mikey.
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Put her on there, dude.
This morning we started working back on the Jeanette Lee bike. I was downstairs. I saw another gas tank that seemed like it was probably going to work a little bit better for us. It was a little bit closer to our original one, and yet it still had a lot of the same, you know, styles like the Pat Kennedy tank that we did want to use.
I think that, like, from a side profile, I like, because that's just a shorter tank, right?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I like the Pat Kennedy tank, but I like this one better on there. I think it actually look a little bit better. We can get a little more paint on there. So I think this tank will just be a little bit better.
We got enough to put the picture of her shooting pool on here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is a lot wider now, too, than that one. So you have all this, and you still have this if you want to do something in here.
Yes, yeah. Some of the ideas that we were kicking around yesterday, of course, changed this morning for the better. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to do the front and back fender.
So what should I do about this webbing? Should I involve Jason Poole and get him to design the webbing?
Get him out
here. Do you guys want to sketch it?
Get him out here. We'll talk about it. 5/8.
Break.
Go find 4/5.
This morning, Senior came over and he wanted me to recut the rear fender and then had an idea that we would create another doubler over the top of that that would be webbed.
Jim's going to cut a fender out like around like this here.
You know, on this one, it seemed like, again, they were kind of circumventing Jason and designing on the fly out there at the lift while Jason's in there designing a bike that looks nothing like what they're building on the lift.
Can I ask two questions?
Or you could ask four.
My turn to talk?
No,
All right.
Okay,
that's why I guess confusion would be a good word to sum up what was going on out there. Sometimes here at OCC, we just race into the project and we don't really, like, make sure everyone's on the same page or even in the same book.
Are we still talking about me making this one, or are we talking about...
I don't know. I'm confused. I make like a rounded fender.
Jason, raise your hand. Raise your hand!
Back on this rear fender, are we using pre-existing models that we have, or do I have to model something new?
New.
Okay, because I don't know what I have to model. Because you were talking to him and him, and no one was talking to me, so I don't know what that entailed at all.
It's a doubler.
Well, then if you're with
a spider.
If you were paying attention, you would have.
Is there? No, because you were talking to them every time I'd say, hey, wait a minute. You'd say, shut up.
Well, if you pay attention, you would have known already. You know, originally this thing started off as a web production bike. Jason Poole was not notified of that. And as usual, he throws a little hissy fit because we're not on the same page. But the problem is that there is really no page. Because we've changed our mind like 4 times. I'm just trying to get away from that typical look.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Your idea of welding it right to the fender.
You could do that. Now that would be, if you did this full web in 3D, or just like that, welding everything to this.
Then you could do really nice
paint. I think that would look good. I tell you what, I'm liking that now better if we just weld everything right to the fender.
We gotta agree on something and do it.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Tell Jason to hold okay?
Okay.
We'll do our own creating of what we want to do here.
Okay.
And we'll go, and nobody have to worry about everything. We'll do it. You know, we originally had Jim and Jason. Actually, we're going to have a lot of involvement in this. Now that we're going to be doing all the webbing, or Rick's going to be doing all the webbing, those guys are pretty much out of the picture, other than a few minor things that we're going to have to cut out for the side of the tank.
Junior said it to me one time. He says, you ever see a perfect spider web?
Nope.
And that's Paul Junior Designs, you know. That's not just...
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's just anything, you know what I mean?
It's a guy in a Toyota with a lot of stickers.
Mike started working on the front fender. I'm working on the rear fender. And we already had the gas tank mounted. So we're moving along really good. You know, it's just that when we don't do a bike that does have a drawing or a set plan, it's nice to get everybody together and then come up with something cool. And then, really, I think we all agree that this is going to be one of the cooler, you know, web-themed bikes that we've ever done. I'm getting this one going.
Kicking ass, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first time that I can actually say I come over here
come
and
come on.
Said,
this is our second day working on it. We really could have it done tomorrow and pretty much get ready to break it down tomorrow night by the end of the day. So if we do that, that's, you know, 3 days to knock this whole bike out and to really do a lot of it, you know, extra fab work on it that we weren't even planning on doing. So that'd be pretty cool.
I'll tack that one on tonight before I leave, and that's it.
All right,
let's sneak out. I'll tack it on in the morning. It'll mold itself overnight.
Yeah, your glasses will be a lot cleaner.
That sounds good to me. Maybe somebody else will be wearing them.
Okay, the seat. Here's the deal with the seat. I have that cutting right now. It's rounding. The top piece that's going to sandwich all the padding is aluminum.
Okay.
There's going to be an 1/8-inch seat pan just like this underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It bolts in like 20 bolts on the bottom that'll sandwich the two together.
Okay.
Right now, I have them countersunk for flatheads in that piece. You know, this morning we're trying to wrap up the web bike we're working on here for Jeanette Lee. The seat is my last thing that I really need to do. Senior had a design with some webbing in it and a couple of seat pads. Jason kind of expanded on that, upped it to about 21 pads of cushioning inserted in all this webbing. The holes are blind holes in the top, not through. They're blind holes up here.
So you don't see them.
So you don't see them.
Okay, because they're never going to line up when you roll this. Two pieces.
Here's what I was hoping you could do.
Okay.
Bolt it all together
and roll
the two together and see how that works out.
The bolts are still going to move. The holes are going to move.
Otherwise, I have absolutely no idea how we'll do it then. It's a very complicated seat for what it is. Rick and I were kind of having a discussion about how we're going to do this, meaning rolling the seat with the two pans, the one that's going to hold the pads, the one that's going to hold the webbing, da-da-da. It was getting a little complicated. I mean, the first one's going to be done with the holes in it. We can try bolting it together and rolling it. If it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work, and I would have had to redo it anyway.
You want my opinion?
Sure, we'll always take
you
your
want
opinion.
My opinion? Do a web seat, and that's it. No padding, no nothing. Do a nice web seat, and that's it. That's my opinion.
Basically, in the middle of that conversation, Senior came out, simplified everything, said he wants just one pad, done.
You see, Jason came up with this idea, okay? Which is great, okay? But my opinion is this. Do this seat and just do this.
Just do what?
One pad in the middle.
This, that's it.
Doing this bike like this, you know, it's different. You get, you know, different people's input, even Senior's input. Now, he really wasn't too involved, you know, with the original web bikes and everything that we've done in the past. So I guess we'll probably, you know, not being around. You get Mike's ideas, maybe some of my ideas, Senior's ideas, Jim's ideas. So, you know, that more or less takes a lot of the place of Paulie.
You know, do a web seat and do maybe a back to it a little bit, or bring it up like that. You know what I mean? Something, you know. The bottom line is that's the way we're going to go. And I honestly think that's going to look the nicest. And, you know, everybody at this point is in agreement of that, or they'll lose their jobs. Simple. We're doing Jeanette Lee's Black Widow project today, and Nick and Phil started it this morning, and this afternoon, me, Rick, and Amirati were able to give those guys a hand. Nick, give me something to do, buddy.
What's up, bud?
Give me something to do.
Fender? Fender's right there.
Some fender. Wow, look at these fenders, man.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
How nice. How's that? This thing weighs a ton.
ton.
Yeah.
I did all the body work on
it. Oh, my God.
I thought the fenders came out incredible. They were real heavy.
I like it better than the round bar web, you know, like the chrome.
Yeah,
it's so cool,
it's
man.
It's badass.
It's going to be an awesome-looking bike, man.
It is. It's going to be cool looking bike.
Today, the guys are working on the Jeanette Lee bike. I'm busy working on another project, so I can't really do a whole lot with the assembly, but just want to stop over and just check it out, see how all the tins came out and everything.
Are you ready?
One, the fender backwards?
Two, three. That thing ain't moving, man. Hey, this fender is backwards.
No.
Yes, it is. That's the front.
Well, who did that?
Who put the fender up there?
Daisy. Boy over there.
You did all that work. Maybe we could do something different this time. Why do I always put fenders on backwards? Which bike did I do it on?
Last one.
It's not like it's hard to put this on backwards, you know?
Oh, no. I know.
You know, we've done, I think, three or four of these Black Widows, and you know, Paulie's done a couple of them that really came out nice. I'm kind of partial to this one because I was a lot more involved with it, and I think that it's totally different look than the last three that were built, and that's good. You know, change is good.
You got it.
Jonathan?
Yeah?
How's it going? Good?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Pleasure to get to meet you finally.
You too.
We've talked with him a lot.
Yeah. Today, Paul Jr. and I met with Jonathan Bird. He and his family have been involved in the Indy 500 racing scene for many years.
What really sparked my interest is the fact that, you know, you wanted to honor your father, and this was obviously before he passed away even.
Yeah.
So I would just be really interested in hearing what your vision for this IndyCar team is and how you see it working and how Paul Jr. Designs kind of fits into the whole thing. After the success we had with the Coleman grill, I'm looking for the next big client for Paul Jr. Designs. And you know, really, this seems like a great opportunity. Bird Brothers Racing has been a big part of IndyCar in the past. His father recently passed away and he wants to do this to honor his father.
He taught on a verse that said, bear others' burdens. And that's what he did all the time. He bore burdens. I want to get with Paul Jr. because, A, I think we have a kinship, because his father and my father, the way he was, they had very similar styles. And so I've always felt a kinship. I just felt that he was the type of person who could give my team credibility and that he'd be the perfect person for this everyman concept that I'm looking to create with our race team. The vision that I see us doing is building a house in every single city that we travel to, all 15 North American races, leaving behind a legacy knowing that we were there. Well, in that same vein of service to humanity and bearing others' burdens, you know, what better way to do that than, especially in this type of economy, is to help build housing for folks who don't have anything. I'd love you to design the logo of the team, if it's Jonathan Bird Racing or whatever.
That's something interesting to me. Because obviously the logo design's important, and you're a part of something that's given back, which is awesome.
I want to win the Indy 500
for my dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to win the Indy 500 for every single person who has that dream of winning the Indy 500. Right. Let's be that everyman type team.
Yeah, yeah, win for the underdog. The philosophy behind it is to be the everyman brand or the everyman IndyCar team. In the same way, Paul Jr. Designs wants to be the everyman brand as far as being accessible to people, creating things that anyone can afford.
Your dad and my dad.
Very similar.
We're very similar in terms of, Dad liked to yell. He got his point across sometimes by yelling. And my brother and I, we have just always just held this kinship to you throughout the years. If you don't mind me asking, you guys doing good and everything? Relationship-wise, you and your dad good?
No.
No?
We don't talk.
Oh.
Well, that's just the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows?
Well, these days, you never know.
I'm hoping for the future that it'll work out. Because, you know, I don't like it to be that way.
Yeah.
Family's extremely important to me. Myself and the rest of my family are extremely close. Unfortunately, it's not that way with the rest of my family and my father necessarily. But obviously, you always hope that that's going to change for the future. But, you know, you got to just keep going in the right direction. So good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
good. We're excited about it. And I think it's exciting to think, you know, to design a logo that, you know, could be on a car, especially even possibly a winning car. And then obviously all the charity involvements sound really good too.
It's going to be awesome.
It's a great project for Paul Jr. Designs for sure.
And I'm really hoping things are going to work out with John and the rest of the Bird Brothers racing team.
It's going to be awesome.
I think it's great. Awesome. I appreciate your time. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank
you, brother.
Good to see you. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
She can definitely play pool, I guess. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
This morning we got going on Jeanette Lee's bike. We're going to just finish it up today.
You guys got a second?
Got a couple of them.
Mickey.
What's up?
I think Mikey got out of a rehab.
Oh, he did? Have you talked to him?
Email from his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
How's he doing? I just asked her how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's doing good. But I don't know whether you guys want his email or call him up just to kind of see how he's doing.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't hurt, you know?
Huh? I'd like to talk to him, give him a little support.
I'd like to talk to him, too, but...
Maybe after he's been all through that stuff, well, maybe you guys can work things out.
I'm going to email him, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to email him just to see.
I think, you know, Mikey going into rehab just made Senior just maybe look at things a little bit differently. You know, just try to put, you know, his life and maybe Mikey's life and everything that's been going on into perspective. You think you guys are going to try working things out?
I don't know. It takes two people to figure that out, you know.
It does. Well, Senior doesn't have a relationship with any of his kids, and, you know, none of the kids have a relationship with a father. So, you know, he's got grandchildren he doesn't get to see, you know, and he's got other kids that he just doesn't get to see and hang out with. So, I know it hurts him. You know, anybody, you know, he can fool you and, you know, think he's a tough guy and everything about it, but it does hurt him.
I think, though, that I am going to reach out to him. I think that out of all my kids, he's the easiest to talk to because he doesn't... It does, you know, he doesn't really have motives. He kind of right now taking sides a little bit, but I don't think he it bothers him. It bothers him when stuff like this happens, you know what I mean? I think with Mikey, he doesn't have a lot of attachments to the business. I think it's difficult because of the relationships that I have with his brothers, and I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, I think that, you know, maybe we'll patch things up, and you know, I mean, listen, I'd love to have him come here, and I think everybody else does. He seems to light up the place with his humor.
Nice to have him back here. He was good for morale.
Hey, even when he was here, he wasn't here.
Yeah, but it was good for morale.
When he was here, it was nice to have him here.
I miss having him around.
I think that these guys will reach out and see how he's doing, and I'm sure. You know, if there's anything that they can do, I'm sure that they would do it. You know.
Well, yeah, let us know how you make out. If he gets back.
I'll get
here.
His email. And yeah, regardless, yeah, you can talk
the email.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Good luck.
I stopped off at my mom's because I had built her an end table a ways back. You know, with everything that's been going on, I really haven't had a chance to bring it to her. You know, most times when I come over here, she always asks for Mikey and Paulie. You know, I wish that they would take the time to see her because it always makes her happy.
What do you got in your...
I got something for you here.
You got something for me?
That I made.
Oh, you made it. Oh, God love you.
You don't really have a table on this side or whatever when you eat.
So wait a minute. Let's take this out because I don't want this. I could fold this up. And I'll put this over here.
Okay.
I thought it was beautiful. It was gorgeous. Especially he made it by hand. That's beautiful. But I don't believe you made it.
No, I made it. I swear to God.
Okay.
I don't believe I made it.
Okay.
How could you not believe I made it?
I don't believe he made it himself. I think he's had one of his men make it. He don't stay put long enough to make something like that. Because he's always here and there and everywhere. In other words, he's like, he's everywhere. You know? What happened here? You cracked it.
No, it was cracked.
It was cracked. This is so gorgeous.
We're not looking for perfection here, you know?
She picked up all the imperfections on the table there. There was a crack in it.
You see the arrows on the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
The way I made those? That matches this.
All right,
and then that's powder coated in an antique-ish gold with black in it.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice, right?
You know, I really enjoy making furniture. You know, I just started doing it because I like doing the wrought iron, and I think that the wrought iron with wood, it incorporated, looks really good.
And you did all that work by hand?
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to make bikes?
Huh?
make furniture.
I like making furniture.
You do?
Yeah, because it's like working with steel. You know, still working with steel.
That's your hobby. Yeah. That's your hobby. Okay.
I think it's just something that, you know, I found the passion for other than building bikes. So I'm sure I'll continue to do it.
Here's your card for your birthday. I never got a chance to give it to you.
You remember my birthday, huh?
I certainly did. How could I forget? How could I forget? I just couldn't get there to wish you a happy birthday.
Let's see. Happy birthday to a special son.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful birthday card. And I gave it to him because I didn't see him for his birthday. He was away. You are
so much happiness, so much to be proud of. So lucky to have a son like you.
That was nice.
Look at the things that you do for me. How could
what do I do for you?
How could I forget you? Every mother should have a son like him. What a different world we would live in, believe me.
All right, I'll see you later. I love you.
Okay. Right. I love you too, babe. Right, bye-bye. He's such a good guy. He is such a good man, I'll tell you. He is a good guy.
We're here at the Hard Rock, and Jeanette Lee has a pool tournament today. Not bad.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
You ready to go check that bike out?
Oh, yeah. We're at a WPBA event, but I got pulled away to come out here and check out the unveiling of the Black Widow bike, so I can't wait to see it. I love you, Paul Senior!
Ah! Oh, my God.
Woo!
That is a beautiful motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
This is for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty cool, huh? You know who that is?
I have seen her before.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Incredible.
Yeah, this is not a normal unveil because there's very little people here, but the reason for that is she's got a big tournament today, so we try to keep it real low-key. You know, the main thing is that the person that you're building the bike for is excited.
This artwork here on the front, look at that. It's just, it's beautiful, it's sexy, it's strong, but it's feminine. It's something that a woman is not going to look like they're just wearing this big, masculine, scary Black Widow bike. It is just hot. It's a hot bike.
This bike's going to give you luck for today.
It will.
You will be a winner.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little fiery now.
You ought to ride this in, you'll scare everybody, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it captures her. It's not too much, not too little. That, I mean, the bike speaks for itself. That bike is awesome.
Just hit the start button.
Okay, I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
Give it a little throttle. Come on, don't be afraid.
What's throttle?
Give it a little throttle.
I don't know if I'm gonna let her ride the thing, to be honest with you. I mean, she might need to practice on a little 200 or something first, you know what I mean, on a little 200cc.
It's perfect. I mean, you guys caught me. They love what they do, and they're proud of what they do. They take pride in it. And when you're around that, it's inspiring. And so I want to do the same thing out there, and hopefully Paul and the rest of the guys will come and check things out, and I'll show them what I do best. Break balls.
Okay, let's go.
You rock, man. You know you rock.